Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you saw a headline and got a little nervous, and you asked me and you called me up and said, are you okay? Are you okay? Because I got my COVID shot and my flu shot at the same time, and thank God, knock on wood, I'm fine. But there's a headline or some headlines that have been concerning people where they discuss that the FDA is investigating if that very small stroke signal that was detected in those over 65 years old getting the Pfizer COVID vaccine, if it could have been related to them getting the flu vaccine at the same time. So currently, public officials are investigating if getting COVID and flu vaccines at the same time could increase one's stroke risk. So, you know, I looked at the data. The data isn't as bad as the headlines make it sound, but it is concerning because nobody over 65 wants to increase their stroke risk by any means, although COVID can increase stroke risk and flu can increase stroke risk. So there's definitely pros to getting the vaccines to minimize stroke risk, but nobody wants to think that they're healthy, doing something to themselves, and then making things worse. So basically with the data, what happened is earlier in the month, we were told by the CDC that there was a safety signal that was statistically significant, where for 7 weeks they found a very small uptick in stroke events in those over 65 years old that occurred with the Pfizer-BioNTech booster. 33 stroke events occurred in people age 18 to 64. The findings had suggested that there were more stroke events with the Pfizer vaccine from days 1 to 21 post-vaccination than days 22 to 42 after receiving the shot. They said a significant cluster of stroke events happened 11 to 22 days, so 2 to 3 weeks after receiving the booster. Well, what happened is when they reviewed the data and the FDA has their report, their update on original COVID-19 vaccine and COVID-19 vaccine bivalent effectiveness and study, when they combed through the data, they found, wait a second here, a good number of people who got their COVID vaccine also got the flu vaccine. So on one of their slides, and I read through their slides, 38% of the Medicare recipients who received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine got their flu shot the same day. 78% got their flu shot within 42 days. So when you look at the three-week range, if they're seeing, well, you know what, we did see an uptick in stroke in older individuals, a small one, at the 2 to 3 week mark. Remember, in science, you got to look at everything. So they had to also look at, well, wait a second. If a bunch of them got the flu shot at the same time, could that be the issue? Could it have been the flu shot causing that signal? Now, in later data, after January 8th, they haven't seen any new stroke risk or stroke signal. So the numbers of stroke events appear to be going down, but then again, many individuals are not getting their shots. So the data is being combed through. I got both shots at the same time. My regrets are I got them in the left arm. I should have never gotten my shots in the left arm. And the reason why I had chosen the left arm is because I was so sore on the right, and I'm right-handed, and I do everything with my right. I can't do anything with my left. I can't brush my hair. I can't brush my teeth. I can't do anything with my left. So I'm like, leave my right side alone. Just inject the left. The problem is I had severe chest pain for a month and left arm swelling and breast swelling. So the left side of my body, it made me a little nervous because I almost forgot I got a shot on that side of the body. So when I was having left side of chest pain, I was freaking out. So that's when I told you guys, maybe get your shots on the right. Because even though cardiac events could happen on the right, if you at all have left-sided chest pain, left-sided arm pain, we have to rule out MI. We have to make sure you don't have a cardiac event. So maybe we need to, you know, recommend more on the right. But my concern, and the reason why I got both shots at the same time, was the line was ridiculous. I had gotten an appointment at the pharmacy, and mind you, there's staff shortages, and I love my pharmacy. They're great people over there. But I waited 45 minutes for an appointment, even despite my having made an appointment weeks before. And I'm like, I can't do this again to come back and get the flu shot. And keep in mind, if they are studying a risk within 3 weeks, when you're getting your COVID and your flu shot, you want to get them early on in the season. I got mine September 29th, which already was pushing it. So I didn't want to push getting my flu shot all the way till October because even though flu season might officially start November 1st, we saw flu in October. So there's advantages to getting the shots done because so many things can happen where you don't come in and, you know, there's a delay or the line is too large or you end up then getting COVID, so then you can't go anywhere because you have COVID and you can't get the shot. So I get, and that's why I chose for the convenience to get them both done. The FDA is, though, looking into it if it might not be as ideal. But right now, they're not leaning towards that. The CDC is still recommending you get your COVID vaccine. You get your flu vaccine. Nobody's specifically saying get them at the same time, but some people are suggesting, look, for ease and comfort, you can get them both at the same time and it shouldn't matter. Where it matters is I don't really believe the vaccines interact with each other like a drug interaction, you know, where, you know, you can't take two medications at the same time because they could interact or affect. I think more of the issue is if you have a side effect, we can't tell which one. And it's frustrating. I'm a huge fan of the flu shot. I have been very grateful that we've had COVID vaccines, but this makes people scared. It scares them. And so when we heard a couple weeks ago that there was this signal in those 65 and older, it makes people a little nervous. And this was a non-hemorrhagic stroke, so the one with the clot. So just, you know, they're looking through the data. I wouldn't panic if you've had both vaccines, but these are things that they're studying. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Excuse me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So in the olden days, you would wake up at the crack of dawn, and you would have to get your butt moving. Then you would have to go and fish for your food. Or you would have to go and find the zebra, and I guess people ate zebra back then. Kill the zebra so then you could cook a feast later that night. Or you would have to grab your basket, deal with the kids, breastfeed the kids, whatever. And then take your kid with you as you went and gathered. So people would hunt and gather. And they were pretty busy doing that. And then they would come back, they might clean the cave, they might clean that area, they might prep the meals, but you moved a lot. Then, as we learned how to farm and cultivate things, we would get up at the crack of dawn and work on the farm. And we would be milking cows and chasing chickens and busting our butts first thing in the morning. If we had to go to work, we walked to work. And we had to walk to where we needed to work. And then we stood and we walked around, or we worked at the factory, and we were pretty active. Well, here we are in 2023, and when people get up out of bed at the crack of dawn, they go and pee, and then they maybe shuffle a couple steps to their computer. And they plot down in front of their computer, and they're on their computer all day. So it's no shock that we have become a very unhealthy group of animals. And humans don't move like they need to. Remember I told you a while back our animals are picking up bad habits from us? Cats are always supposed to be roaming around and trying to find mice and things like that. And dogs as well should be out and sniffing around and doing their thing. But no, we're sitting there watching TV, so then the dog sits on the couch. The dog's not supposed to be laying there on the couch. The cats hang out with me when I'm seeing patients. My nurse is Snowball. So I'm trying to talk to a kid, you know, tell me about your throat, tell me what's going on, and then the cat's like, oh, you know, let me look. The cat's not supposed to be sitting there doing telemedicine with me. The cat's supposed to be looking for mice, looking for spiders, doing things. And so we have, as a society, learned to be unhealthy. And we are evolving into a very unhealthy species. And just because in 2023, work involves sitting in front of a computer or standing at a post or sitting at a desk or in a cubicle or working now remote, doesn't mean that's what you should be doing. It doesn't mean that's healthy. Just because society accepts computers doesn't mean that's what you should be doing. Same thing going shopping. You had to go to the nearest farmer's market, or you had to go to a store. You had to carry a bag, and it would be a shopping bag and a reusable one. I remember I'd go with my grandma, and she would have a clean, reusable shopping bag, buy things that fit in the bag. None of this three cartfuls or pulling a cart. You had to carry things. Carry an extra 5 or 10 pounds weight as you're walking around the store, and then you would take that bag to your car. You didn't use shopping carts. We have made things so much easier that we're exercising less. I think one of the greatest inventions of all time are wheels on a suitcase. We learned, I think, how to land a man on a moon before we figured out how to put wheels on a suitcase. Now we have wheels on a suitcase so we don't have to lift our suitcase. We could roll it. Well, as a result, we're exercising less. So the CDC says that when they looked at how Americans exercise and our habits, only 28% are hitting the weekly recommendation. Now, the weekly recommendation is 150 minutes a week. Now, I think we should be working out about 100 to 150 minutes a day. But they're like, look, if you could at least work out half hour three times a week, we'll take it. I don't know. I disagree with that. We need to be working out, and we're talking aerobic exercises, not just vacuuming, at least 150 minutes per week. And two of those days need to be muscle strengthening, like lifting weights. But they say over two-thirds of us aren't meeting those benchmarks. And 28% are barely getting it. And those are the ones in major metropolitan areas. Only 16% in rural areas were found to meet those guidelines. What are we doing here, people? We need to get off our asses. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, I work out. I go, okay, do you go to a gym? No. I walk the dog. Okay, good. Do you walk the dog every day? Yep. That counts. Is it a good speed? Or is it, oh, I'm going to stop and talk to the neighbor. Oh, I'm going to watch them poop. I mean, are you getting some aerobic activity? If not, after your dog does her poo-poo, after you the dog can kind of exercise a little bit more. My dog just had ACL tear, so we walk slow. But, you know, prior to that, you know, come on, let's jog a little bit. Let's run a little bit. Let's make sure, of course, your heart can handle it. Check in with your doctor. But some of you, and this is completely understandable, and as a doctor, I always have to allow my patients to open up about things. Some of you are not exercising for other reasons. It's really easy for me to say, okay, well, maybe people are lazy. Mm-mm. There's other things at play. When that man was walking his dog at 7 p.m. in Philly, and I walk my dog when it's hot, usually at 7 p.m., and he was gunned down because he was being mugged by a couple people, didn't have a wallet, and they killed him. That made people a little nervous about doing their dog walks outside. When you hear that people are getting shot on the street or random bullets, people in cities are now considering, I don't think I'm going to go outside to work out. Okay, we'll go to the gym. Well, some people can't afford the gym membership. They're all dealing with high inflation, the recession, the threat of their job loss. So they're not going to commit to a gym membership that they can't get out of. Moreover, when I say, well, then buy a piece of gym equipment to have at the house, those are expensive. Now, I have a treadmill, but that treadmill was multiple thousands of dollars. That's expensive. Peloton is expensive. So having something at the house, I think, is crucial and will save you money long term, you know, because you're not going to the gym, you're not spending money on gas or whatever to get there, but it's still expensive. And also, a lot of people don't have much room in their house. When we were locked down and we couldn't go to the gym, which was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of, people who only had a 400-square-foot apartment couldn't buy a treadmill and stick it anywhere. There was no room. They had a baby running around the place. So I'm fortunate enough where I have a separation in my bedroom that's a whole nother room, that I mean a small area divide, where I could have my treadmill, I could watch the news in the morning, I could work out on it. But the average person doesn't have that. So does that mean if you don't feel safe in your neighborhood, if you don't have money for the gym, if you don't have money for equipment or room for equipment, you don't exercise? No. There's tons of things you could do to still get those 150 minutes. Now, the reason I love my Apple Watch is it reminds me where I'm at with my steps. Now, 10,000 steps a day is a benchmark that doesn't have a lot of science behind it, but there's no way you should be going to bed without having at least your 10,000 steps. Does that qualify for your 150 minutes? No, but it reminds you that you didn't move as much that day. You might think you did, but if you were on the computer or you were at work or you were binging a television show, that's not going to cut it. So one thing you could do is, and I've told you this, get your favorite songs, pull them up on YouTube if you don't have a playlist, and dance. You could dance. Shut the windows so the neighbors don't have to look at you, but why don't you dance? Wiggle your tushy. Jump around the place. You don't necessarily have to do Jane Fonda aerobics, but dancing is great exercise. Let's say you're doing laundry and you have like an upstairs, downstairs to your house. You don't have to try to carry everything all at once. Take up the dish towels upstairs. Then come back down and get the t-shirts. Then come back down and get the underwear. And then you can get a few flights of stairs done. Another thing you could do is if you are working at home, set your clock, for 5 minutes to the hour. And when that happens, you need to walk around the house for that 5 minutes or go up and down the stairs. And then you could get back and work again. It helps with your brain blood flow. It helps with your memory. It helps prevent clots. But there are things you could do in your house or around your house or outside that can count. Do some cleaning. Do some decorating. Move some furniture. I wrestle with the dog and the cats. It's called a tactician. And they'll do something. I'm like, you know what? That's it. Tickle attack. A tactician is really a tickle attack. And then you tickle. And you wrestle with the animals. That's exercise. Wrestle with the kids. Play with the kids. Throw some balls. I love having my racquetball racket and just a blank wall, an outside wall where I could just hit the ball and chase the ball. You can't miss the ball. You got to chase it. That's a fun form of exercise. You're moving. You're doing something aerobic. And you're relatively safe because you're by your house. So we don't exercise enough. And I don't care if you're working remote or working at a computer. You need to then overcome that. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News update. Weather forecasters say a storm that'll dump snow from a broad stretch of the country this weekend will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from the northern Rockies to parts of the northern and central plains and Great Lakes. Arctic cold that's been brewing in northern Canada is expected to invade the United States next week. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' final solution are gathered in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camp in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was along the backdrop of war once again in the region when Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can't make this stuff up. After the big FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago and the vilification of Trump and Melania's underwear drawer because he had classified documents in his house, many of us were wondering, didn't Obama also have some stuff he took home? Mementos? I thought he did. That's kind of something that a lot of presidents do. They take stuff home. They might accidentally have some classified things. Or maybe they took things that they thought, you know what, I could declassify, so it's not classified anymore. But when we heard what happened with Trump, we're like, how can he be the only president that has stuff at his house? Well, then, lo and behold, they found things at Biden's. His D.C. think tank office, his home, I think another home. And then Mike Pence had the documents. And so, now I had suggested that maybe, you know, we need to check with Putin, Xi Jinping, that they have documents, classified documents. My guess is everybody and the mother has something at home that's probably classified. You take things home from the office, you don't realize that would be considered classified, and now all of a sudden you make a headline that you had highly sensitive classified documents. Even if it's outdated, even if it doesn't have really any bearing, and all the passwords are changed and all that, it's still a document that could be classified. So all this time, I've been wondering if everybody's kind of looking into their closets or wherever they store papers. They shouldn't be bringing work home, but many do. Well, finally, by months later, the National Archives is asking former presidents and vice presidents to check for classified documents. Now, I don't want to make fun of the National Archives. They do amazing work. But I would like to know who runs the National Archives. I would guess, if I pictured this, that it would be something like a librarian. And it should be a librarian. Do you guys remember the librarians when we would go to school growing up? They were beasts. I was more afraid of the librarian than the gym teacher. And that librarian, in fact, I think a librarian could run a country. For that librarian to know where every single book was, or periodical, they called them periodicals back then, where every single piece of paper and where things were in that library was nothing short of miraculous. They also knew what the Dewey Decimal System was. They also knew if you messed around with the cards or messed around with the books. They also would hunt you down if you had a book that was checked out. Now, mind you, they didn't have computers back then. Not when I was in grade school. And they knew who had that book checked out, where it could be, and how late it was. They had all that down. All at the same time, while they kept the noise at a negative 5 decibel level. But shh, 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 people are reading. Shh. I never understood that. In my house, it was never quiet, and we had to learn how to read with noise. When you're in a small apartment with a bunch of siblings and a mom and dad who's yelling, I had to do my homework in a noisy environment all the time. You would think a librarian would pick up on that and go, okay, guys, you need to learn how to study, you know, while you're working a shift and, you know, having a couple kids at home. That's the way it's going to be in the future, so you might as well get used to the noise level. But no, it was shh, 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 shh all the time. So as far as I'm concerned, these librarians are as strict as any drill sergeant I've ever seen. Maybe they should be the ones running the National Archives. If they are, then somebody is really sleeping on the job. So the National Archives and Records Administration on Thursday this week requested that former presidents and vice presidents, quote, conduct an assessment to determine whether they have any classified materials in their possession. In a letter to designated records representatives, the National Archives referred to several instances reported in the media where records containing classified information and subject to the Presidential Records Act have been identified outside of the physical custody of the National Archives and Records Administration. The responsibility to comply with the PRA does not diminish after the end of an administration or during the administration. This was first reported by CNN and then NBC News is reporting it now. So under the Presidential Records Act, all presidents and vice presidents' records, including any classified documents, must be turned over to archives by the ends of their terms, not at your house where your son Hunter can have access to them. Well, they didn't say that in the letter, but to me, that is what I think should be implied in that letter. Therefore, we request that you conduct an assessment of any materials held outside the NARA that relate to the administration for which you serve as a designated representative under the PRA, to determine whether bodies of materials previously assumed to be personal in nature might inadvertently contain presidential or vice presidential records subject to the PRA, whether classified or unclassified. So a spokesperson for the archives did not comment on this letter, but it was sent after what we saw with Joe Biden, Mike Pence, and Trump, President Trump. So Biden and Pence said they were unaware they had the documents until attorneys found them, after former President Donald Trump had documents in his possession. Now, I believe offices of former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama said that they were all in compliance with the records law. That's interesting. Trying to get a hold of all the former presidents. They're probably like, we're good. We're good. Bush's office responded to the archives letter by saying, thank you for your note. We understand its purpose and remain confident that no such materials are in our possession. Jimmy Carter signed the PRA into law in 1978, but it did not apply to records from his administration. Not sure why. Maybe it's because it went into effect after. So he might be immune, so he could have documents there, although I don't know how relevant they would be. Former Vice President Dan Quayle's office said, we have not received an inquiry from the National Archives. If we do, we will fully cooperate. Well, didn't they already say, hey guys, everybody look? So does that mean National Archives forgot about Dan Quayle? So I don't know what's going on with this, but it's kind of embarrassing. It definitely helps Trump with the vilification he had, because they went full court press and had teams of people scour through his house, yet doesn't really seem like that's happening with Biden. But Joe Biden is going to be facing a lot of scrutiny because Hunter Biden was at his house. And if Hunter Biden used any of that classified material in his dealings with China or Russia or Ukraine or whatever, they're in trouble. Whether anybody does anything about it, who knows? But it's been a very slow and long drawn out process with what's been going on with Hunter Biden and his relationship and the big guy Joe, who was actually President Biden was addressed in one of the emails and was mentioned in one of the emails. And hopefully for President Biden, that the classified documents were, all right, guys, this is where you go in case of a, emergency. Hopefully it was something that didn't relate to maybe what Hunter Biden could have been dealing with. But on the flip side, the next question people are going to ask is, did Hunter Biden share any of that information, even if it wasn't relevant to his business dealings? Was that barter? What's going on? And it is a little nerve-wracking. Some people think everyone's making too big a deal about this. My concern is we're supposed to keep things pretty tight. Just like with the Supreme Court, nobody was supposed to leak what some of the justices were thinking. People love knowing that type of stuff, was leaked, but that could be pretty dangerous. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this long COVID is a pain in the butt. I am so sick and tired of all this pathology that we're seeing when it comes to long COVID. And there's been a variety of theories as to what's been going on. Some say it's that the virus just sticks around. Others say it's because the virus causes little microclots. And that could be causing the chronic inflammation or the damage people are getting. And long COVID is where you have symptoms that persist for weeks, months, or even a year. Well, remember we spoke about how some people are getting diabetes who had normal blood sugars prior to COVID? Did COVID exacerbate an underlying condition? Or did COVID cause brand new diabetes? We're still not sure. They're suggesting COVID might have affected the pancreas, and viruses can, causing your beta islet cells to not produce as much insulin or change the way your body metabolizes sugar so that people are getting diabetes. Now we're being told it could also raise your risk of high cholesterol. You flipping kidding me? According to two recent studies, COVID could raise your cholesterol. According to Dr. Ashish Saraju, a cardiologist with the Preventive Cardiology and Rehabilitation section at Cleveland Clinic, he said it's something that we need to pay more attention to, and that the research is quote-unquote provocative. One study published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, which is it's pretty good when it comes to these sort of metabolic disorders, found that people with prior COVID infection had a 24% increased risk for high cholesterol levels. And these people did not have high cholesterol prior. That's according to Dr. Ziad Al-Ali, an author of the study and clinical epidemiologist at Washington University in St. Louis. He said now all of a sudden they started having problems weeks and months after COVID-19. He looked at new diagnosis of high cholesterol among 52,000 people who had COVID from March 2020 through January 2021, the period before the vaccines were available, and the participants who had sought care were with the Department of VA. The majority were white men in their early 60s, compared to 2.6 million people who did not have COVID during the same time frame. The patients who got COVID were more likely to have high levels of triglycerides and LDL cholesterol. LDL is the bad cholesterol. And this persisted up to a year later. It also seemed to decrease the good cholesterol. And I told you guys about LDL and HDL. LDL is produced in the liver. It's also made in the muscles. And it gets transported to parts of the body because LDL, you need cholesterol to function. Not a lot of it, but you need it to function. The HDL is the sanitation system. The HDL are like the garbage trucks. They pick up the LDL not needed, bring it back to the liver for it to be destroyed and thrown out. Well, if you have too much LDL and not enough HDL, you could get plaque buildup. It's like if you don't have enough garbage trucks, the bags of garbage just sit there on the street. And then it starts to clutter the street. And if you have too many garbage bags, cars can't get through. Blood can't get through. You like that analogy? Am I coming up with a good analogy? So you need HDL. You need those garbage trucks picking up the bags. Now, too much HDL could also be a problem. We're seeing that too much HDL could put people at risk as well. But we want you to have strong, strong levels of HDL. Now, if you could have an HDL of 60, that's fantastic, but we definitely want it over 40. Your LDL, depending on your risk factors, we want below 100. Many of you guys are walking around with LDLs in the 130, 160, 170. Depending on your numbers, then you might need to be put on a statin or medication. But the last thing we need is this stupid COVID virus that doesn't seem to go away, that keeps smacking us up one side of the butt and down the other, to be affecting our cholesterol risk, because now that affects our heart risk, stroke risk, and other risks. Another study was published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases in late December. They found cholesterol levels rising in younger people, not just veterans over 60. Researchers in Switzerland compared the cholesterol levels of 177 members of the Swiss military who had COVID in 2020 with 251 people who didn't. So it's a small study. Now, the average age of those individuals were 21, and the COVID group ended up with higher cholesterol levels. And they also had higher body mass indexes after COVID. Now, the one thing I think about with that is when I couldn't taste that well, that spooked me out. And I'm like, well, what, you know what? Hand me that piece of chocolate. You know what? Hand me that Dorito. Hand me that chip, and I would be reaching for things to see if I had my taste. And then if I noticed my taste with a certain food, I'm like, well, now I'm going to eat that. So it could also be when some people are sick, they eat more. I cannot stand the mucus, filmy taste that you get with COVID. So I'm going to probably drink some soda pop. Or I'm going to probably drink something or eat something to get that taste out of my mouth. So there's a chance that this could have been more environmental, where you ended up eating more when you had COVID. You couldn't go anywhere. You had to isolate. You had to be stuck in your room of the house. So, yeah, your cholesterol levels could rise. But we need to know if the COVID affected the liver or the muscles and caused some sort of mechanism for you to create more cholesterol, or did it inhibit with the sanitation system, preventing you from taking that, the cholesterol, and dumping it. So we don't know. Could it be the ongoing inflammation? What's going on? Now, I noticed my cholesterol went up a little bit. I always had low cholesterol. And I noticed it was starting to look more normal. And that could have been because of COVID, but I also think it's because I'm older and I went through menopause. So my recommendations are, you know, try not to get the stupid virus. And it's back, people. It's back. A lot of people are getting it. Not everybody's testing positive for it right away. So remember, if you have a negative test at home, you can't necessarily say you're in the clear. But what we're seeing with this COVID is the body aches, the fever, the cough, the dyspnea, meaning you don't really seem to have a full breath. Some of you are getting chest pain, congestion. You're coughing up a lot of goo, sinus type stuff, headache, earache. Some of you are getting vomiting. Some of you are getting diarrhea, and that's just what it does. But I don't like the idea that we're looking at another thing that COVID could do. College campuses seem to not be immune. And college campuses are usually a younger population. They say college leaders are realizing that they are dealing with long COVID in their students. A study examined 1,300 cases of COVID-19 identified through on-campus testing of students, faculty, and staff at George Washington between July 2021 and March 2022. The university had mandated students and employees to be vaccinated. And they found that 36% reported still having long COVID. Three quarters of the respondents were students. The rest were faculty and staff. And the median age of these students were 23 years old. So long COVID isn't just something for the middle age. This younger individuals are getting this as well. And our concerns with the long COVID are, is that going to affect their fertility? Is that going to affect their breathing, their heart? You know, we don't have the healthiest population. And we're going to be talking next about what's happening with our Social Security and Medicare. And so if our youth and our Gen Zs and our young millennials or our millennials are starting to get hit with things that could raise their cholesterol or cause diabetes or impede their breathing or affect their heart, that's going to be a mess later on. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.